The following ebook is being brought to you by the fitness community. Whether you're a beginner looking for guidance or a seasoned athlete, we encourage you to visit us online and/or download our app to explore our extensive library of fitness resources. The Mobility Makeover: Improve Flexibility, Range of Motion, and Joint Health. Introduction: Why Mobility Matters. Defining mobility. Mobility is your body's ability to move freely and easily through a full range of motion. It's not just about being flexible, the ability of your muscles to lengthen, but also about your joints' ability to move through their full range, controlled by your nervous system and influenced by the surrounding muscles and connective tissues. Imagine your body as a well-oiled machine. Each joint is a gear, and the muscles and connective tissues are the belts and chains that drive the system. Good mobility means these gears turn smoothly, allowing for fluid, efficient movement. The following ebook is being brought to you by the fitness community. Whether you're a beginner looking for guidance or a seasoned athlete, we encourage you to visit us online and download our app to explore our extensive library of fitness resources. The Mobility Makeover: Improve Flexibility, Range of Motion, and Joint Health. Introduction: Why Mobility Matters. Defining mobility. Mobility is your body's ability to move freely and easily through a full range of motion. It's not just about being flexible, the ability of your muscles to lengthen, but also about your joints' ability to move through their full range, controlled by your nervous system and influenced by the surrounding muscles and connective tissues. Imagine your body as a well-oiled machine. Each joint is a gear, and the muscles and connective tissues are the belts and chains that drive the system. Good mobility means these gears turn smoothly, allowing for fluid, efficient movement. The consequences of poor mobility. Poor mobility is like a rusty, creaky machine. It can lead to pain and discomfort. Limited range of motion often causes pain and stiffness in joints and muscles. Increased risk of injury. When joints can't move properly, the surrounding muscles and tissues compensate, putting them under strain and increasing the risk of injury. Decreased performance. Whether you're an athlete or just trying to keep up with daily activities, poor mobility limits your potential and makes movement less efficient. Poor posture. Tight muscles and restricted joints can contribute to poor posture, leading to further pain and dysfunction. The benefits of improved mobility. Investing in your mobility can lead to a cascade of positive effects. Enhanced movement quality. Move with greater ease, fluidity, and grace in everyday activities and exercise. Better posture. Improve your posture, reducing strain on your joints and muscles. Reduced pain. Less stiffness and pain in your muscles and joints. Injury prevention. Strengthen the tissues around your joints, reducing the risk of strains, sprains, and other injuries. Improved athletic performance. Increase your power, speed, agility, and overall athleticism. Who can benefit from mobility training? Mobility training isn't just for athletes or those already experiencing pain. Everyone can benefit. Sedentary individuals. If you sit for long periods, mobility training can counteract the negative effects of a sedentary lifestyle and improve your overall well-being. Older adults. Mobility exercises can help maintain independence and reduce the risk of falls. Athletes. Improved mobility can enhance performance, reduce the risk of injury, and speed up recovery. Fitness enthusiasts. Mobility training can complement your existing workouts and help you reach your full potential. Individuals with chronic pain. Targeted mobility exercises can often alleviate pain and improve function. No matter your age, fitness level, or goals, improved mobility can make a significant difference in your quality of life. This ebook will equip you with the knowledge and tools to embark on your own mobility makeover, empowering you to move better, feel stronger, and live a more active, pain-free life. 2. Understanding the foundations of mobility, your body's movement machinery. To truly grasp the concept of mobility and how to improve it, we need to delve into the fascinating mechanics of your body's movement system. This chapter will give you a basic understanding of how your joints, muscles, connective tissue, and nervous system work together to create movement, and how various factors can influence your mobility. Joint structure and function. Joints are the places where two or more bones meet. They come in various shapes and sizes, allowing for different types of movement. Hinge joints, like your elbows and knees, allow movement in one plane, bending and straightening. Ball and socket joints, like your hips and shoulders, allow movement in multiple directions, rotation, flexion, extension, abduction, adduction. Pivot joints, like the joint between the top two vertebrae in your neck, allow rotational movement. Gliding joints, like the joints in your wrists and ankles, allow sliding or twisting motions. The structure of a joint determines its range of motion. Healthy joints have smooth surfaces, lubricated by synovial fluid, and are supported by strong ligaments, which connect bone to bone, and tendons, which connect muscle to bone. Muscles and fascia. Muscles are the engines of movement, contracting and relaxing, to create force and control your joints. Fascia is a web-like connective tissue that surrounds and supports your muscles, organs, and other structures. Muscles. Short, tight muscles can restrict your range of motion. Conversely, strong, flexible muscles support optimal mobility. Fascia. Restrictions in the fascia can limit movement and contribute to pain. Myofascial release techniques, like foam rolling, can help improve facial mobility. The nervous system. Your nervous system plays a crucial role in mobility by controlling the contraction and relaxation of your muscles and providing feedback about your body's position and movement. Proprioception. This is your body's awareness of its position in space. Good proprioception is essential for coordinated movement and injury prevention. Neuromuscular control. This refers to the ability of your brain to communicate with your muscles to produce smooth, efficient movement. Factors affecting mobility. Several factors can influence your mobility, including age. As you age, your joints and connective tissues naturally lose some elasticity, potentially leading to decreased range of motion. However, this decline can be slowed or even reversed with regular mobility training. Injuries. Past injuries can create scar tissue and adhesions that restrict movement. Lifestyle. Sedentary lifestyles lead to tight muscles and stiff joints. Genetics. Some people are naturally more flexible than others due to genetic factors. Understanding these fundamental principles will empower you to make informed decisions about your mobility training and ultimately improve your overall health and well-being. 3. Assessing your mobility. Uncovering your movement potential. Before diving into a mobility training program, it's crucial to assess your current range of motion and identify any areas of restriction or limitation. This assessment will serve as your baseline, allowing you to track your progress and tailor your mobility training to your specific needs. While a comprehensive assessment by a qualified professional is ideal, this chapter will introduce you to some simple self-tests you can perform at home. Simple mobility tests. 1. Overhead squat assessment. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart and arms raised overhead, biceps by your ears. Keeping your arms straight and back flat, squat down as far as you can while maintaining good form. Observations. If your heels lift off the ground, it may indicate tight calves or limited ankle mobility. If your back rounds, it may suggest tight hamstrings or hip flexors. If your arms fall forward, it could indicate poor shoulder or thoracic spine mobility. 1. Active straight leg raise. Lie on your back with one leg straight and the other bent. Keeping your leg straight, raise it as high as you can without bending your knee or arching your back. Observations. If you can't raise your leg past 80 degrees, it may indicate tight hamstrings. If you experience pain in your lower back, it could suggest limited hip flexor mobility. 1. Shoulder mobility tests. Internal rotation. Place one hand behind your back with your elbow bent and try to reach up your spine as high as possible. External rotation. Bring one arm across your body and try to touch your shoulder blade with your fingers. Observations. Limited range of motion in either direction may indicate tight shoulders or chest muscles. 1. Spinal mobility tests. Rotation. Sit on the floor with your legs crossed and twist your torso to each side. Flexion slash extension. Stand tall and try to touch your toes without bending your knees, then reach overhead as high as you can. Observations. Limited range of motion in these tests may suggest a tight spine or surrounding muscles. Interpreting the results. While these tests offer a basic assessment, it's important to consult a qualified professional for a more comprehensive evaluation and personalized guidance. However, if you notice significant limitations or pain during any of these tests, it's a clear indication that your mobility needs attention. Identifying areas of restriction or limitation. Based on the results of your self-assessment, you can start to pinpoint specific areas that need improvement. For example, if you struggled with the overhead squat test, you may need to focus on improving ankle and hip mobility. If you had difficulty with the shoulder mobility tests, you might prioritize stretches and exercises that target your shoulders and chest. Remember, mobility is a journey, not a destination. By regularly assessing your progress and adapting your training, you can continue to unlock new levels of movement freedom and enjoy a more active, pain-free life. 4. Mobility training techniques and tools. Your toolkit for movement freedom. There are various effective techniques and tools to unlock your body's full range of motion and enhance your mobility. This chapter will explore the most common methods, empowering you to choose the ones that best suit your needs and preferences. Dynamic stretching. How it works. Dynamic stretching involves actively moving your joints and muscles through their full range of motion. It increases blood flow, warms up your muscles, and prepares your body for activity. Benefits: increased range of motion, improved blood flow, enhanced coordination, reduced risk of injury. Examples: arm circles, forward and backward, leg swings, front to back and side to side, torso twists, walking lunges, high knees. When to incorporate: dynamic stretches are best performed before a workout as part of your warm-up routine. They can also be used during active recovery sessions. Static stretching. How it works. Static stretching involves holding a stretch for a prolonged period, usually 20 to 30 seconds. It helps to lengthen muscles and improve flexibility. Benefits: increased flexibility, reduced muscle tension, improved relaxation. Examples: hamstring stretch, seated or standing forward fold. Quad stretch, pulling your heel towards your buttock. Calf stretch, leaning against a wall with one leg extended behind you. When to incorporate: static stretches are best performed after a workout as part of your cool-down routine. Myofascial release. How it works. Myofascial release involves applying pressure to tight areas of muscle and fascia, connective tissue, using tools like foam rollers, lacrosse balls, or massage sticks. This helps to break up adhesions, improve blood flow, and reduce muscle tension. Benefits: reduced muscle soreness, improved flexibility, increased range of motion, improved tissue quality. Tools: foam rollers, lacrosse balls, massage sticks, massage guns. Techniques: roll slowly over tight areas, holding pressure on tender spots for 20 to 30 seconds. Proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation, PNF, stretching. How it works. PNF stretching involves contracting and relaxing a muscle group to increase flexibility. It works by taking advantage of the body's natural reflexes to override the stretch reflex, allowing for a greater range of motion. Benefits: increased flexibility, improved range of motion, reduced muscle tension. Examples: contract relax, contract the muscle being stretched for 5 to 6 seconds, then relax and move deeper into the stretch. Hold relax, hold a passive stretch for 10 seconds, then contract the opposing muscle group for 5 to 6 seconds, relax, and move deeper into the stretch. Active mobility drills. How it works. Active mobility drills involve controlled movements that take your joints through their full range of motion. These drills can help to improve joint lubrication, increase range of motion, and enhance neuromuscular control. Benefits: improved joint health, increased range of motion, enhanced proprioception, reduced risk of injury. Examples: Controlled articular rotations, CARs. Slow, controlled rotations of your joints. Joint distractions. Gently pulling or separating joint surfaces to create space and reduce compression. World's greatest stretch. A multi-joint movement that stretches your hamstrings, hip flexors, and shoulders. By incorporating a variety of these techniques and tools into your routine, you can create a comprehensive mobility training program that addresses your individual needs and helps you achieve your movement goals. Remember, consistency is key. By making mobility a regular practice, you'll unlock your body's full potential and enjoy a more active, pain-free life. Vibe Mobility Routines and Programs, your path to fluid movement. Now that you understand the importance of mobility and how to assess your needs, it's time to put that knowledge into action. This chapter provides sample mobility routines for different levels and specific needs, along with guidance on how to integrate mobility work into your existing training program. Mobility routine for beginners. Cat-cow pose. 5 repetitions. Gently arch and round your back to mobilize the spine. Bird dog. 5 repetitions per side. Improves core stability and hip mobility. Hip flexor stretch. Hold 30 seconds each side. Loosens tight hip flexors. Hamstring sweep. 5 repetitions each leg. Gently pulls the hamstring to increase flexibility. Shoulder CARs. 5 repetitions each direction. Controlled articular rotations to improve shoulder mobility. Ankle circles. 10 repetitions each direction. Mobilizes the ankles. Intermediate mobility routine. World's greatest stretch. 5 repetitions each side. A dynamic stretch targeting multiple areas. Deep squat hold. 30 seconds. Improves hip and ankle mobility. Thoracic spine rotation. 5 repetitions each side. Mobilizes the upper back. Pigeon pose. Hold 30 seconds each side. Opens up the hips and glutes. Half kneeling thoracic twist. 5 repetitions each side. Improves thoracic spine rotation. Wall slides. 10 repetitions. Enhances shoulder mobility and thoracic extension. Advanced mobility routine. Couch stretch. Hold 1 minute each side. Intense hip flexor stretch. Pancake stretch. Hold 1 minute. Improves hamstring and groin flexibility. Front split progressions. Gradually work towards achieving a front split. Middle split progressions. Gradually work towards achieving a middle split. Back bridge. Hold 30 seconds. Improves spinal extension and opens the chest. Handstand shoulder taps, 5 repetitions each side, challenges shoulder stability and mobility. Mobility routines for specific needs. Hips. Focus on hip flexor stretches, glute bridges, pigeon pose, 90 by 90 hip switches. Shoulders. Prioritize shoulder CARs, wall slides, T-spine rotations, overhead stretches. Spine. Incorporate cat-cow pose, thoracic spine rotations, spinal twists, child's pose. Runners. Include hamstring sweeps, calf stretches, quad stretches, hip flexor stretches. Weightlifters. Focus on shoulder and hip mobility, thoracic spine rotations, and ankle mobility. Incorporating mobility into your training program. Warm up. Start each workout with 5 to 10 minutes of dynamic stretching and mobility drills. Cool down. Finish each workout with 5 to 10 minutes of static stretching. Dedicated mobility sessions. Dedicate 15 to 20 minutes 2 to 3 times per week to a structured mobility routine. Movement snacks. Incorporate short mobility breaks throughout your day, especially if you sit for long periods. Remember, consistency is key. By incorporating mobility training into your regular routine, you'll gradually improve your range of motion, reduce pain, and enhance your overall physical performance. Listen to your body, progress gradually, and don't hesitate to seek guidance from a qualified professional if needed. 6. Lifestyle habits for optimal mobility. Nourishing your body, freeing your movement. Mobility isn't just about stretching and exercise. Your daily habits, from what you eat and drink to how you manage stress and sleep, significantly impact your joint health, muscle function, and overall range of motion. This chapter delves into the lifestyle factors that can either hinder or enhance your mobility, empowering you to make choices that support your movement goals. Hydration, the elixir of joint health. Water is essential for every bodily function, and that includes joint health. Your joints are surrounded by synovial fluid, a thick liquid that lubricates and cushions them, allowing for smooth movement. Dehydration can thicken this fluid, leading to stiffness and increased friction within the joint. Stay hydrated. Aim to drink at least half your body weight in ounces of water per day. Increase intake during exercise. Drink water before, during, and after your workouts to replenish fluids lost through sweat. Monitor your urine. Pale yellow urine is a good indicator of proper hydration. Darker urine may signal dehydration. Nutrition. Fueling your joints. What you eat can profoundly impact your joint health and mobility. Certain nutrients are particularly important for maintaining healthy joints and connective tissues. Collagen. This protein is a major component of cartilage, tendons, and ligaments. Foods like bone broth and fish with skin can boost collagen intake. Omega-3 fatty acids. These healthy fats have anti-inflammatory properties that can benefit joint health. Find them in fatty fish, salmon, mackerel, sardines, flax seeds, chia seeds, and walnuts. Vitamin D. This vitamin helps your body absorb calcium, essential for bone health. Sunlight exposure and foods like fatty fish and fortified dairy products are good sources. Antioxidants. These compounds help protect your body from damage caused by free radicals, which can contribute to inflammation and joint problems. Fruits and vegetables are rich in antioxidants. Sleep. Rest for optimal recovery. Sleep is when your body repairs and rebuilds itself. Adequate sleep is crucial for muscle recovery, tissue repair, and overall well-being. During sleep, your body releases growth hormone, which is essential for muscle growth and repair. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night to optimize recovery and support your mobility goals. Stress management. Releasing tension. Stress can have a significant impact on your body, leading to muscle tension, tightness, and reduced range of motion. Chronic stress can also trigger inflammation, which can contribute to joint pain and stiffness. Incorporate stress management techniques into your daily routine. Mindfulness and meditation. These practices can help you focus on the present moment and reduce anxiety. Deep breathing exercises. Deep, slow breaths activate the parasympathetic nervous system, promoting relaxation and reducing stress. Yoga and Tai Chi. These gentle exercises combine movement with breathwork, helping to release tension and improve flexibility. Spend time in nature. Studies show that spending time in nature can lower stress levels and improve mood. Prioritize self-care. Make time for activities you enjoy, whether it's reading, listening to music, or taking a relaxing bath. By prioritizing these lifestyle habits, you can nourish your body from the inside out, improve your joint health, and unlock your full mobility potential. Remember, mobility is a holistic endeavor that involves more than just stretching and exercise. It's a lifestyle choice that encompasses all aspects of your health and well-being. 7. Overcoming common challenges. Staying on track with your mobility makeover. Embarking on a journey to improve your mobility is a worthwhile endeavor, but it's not without its challenges. This chapter addresses common obstacles you may encounter and provides strategies to overcome them, ensuring your progress isn't hindered. Dealing with plateaus. Progressing when you feel stuck. Plateaus are a natural part of any fitness journey, and mobility training is no exception. If you feel like your progress has stalled, don't despair. Here are some tips to break through plateaus. Reassess your routine. Take a closer look at your current mobility routine. Are you consistently challenging yourself? Are you focusing on the right areas? If not, consider modifying your exercises or adding new ones to your routine. Vary your training. Doing the same exercises repeatedly can lead to adaptation, hindering further progress. Introduce new stretches, drills, and techniques to keep your body challenged and prevent plateaus. increase intensity or duration. If you're comfortable with your current routine, try increasing the intensity or duration of your stretches and drills. Hold stretches for longer, add more repetitions, or try more challenging variations. Focus on quality over quantity. Don't just go through the motions. Pay attention to your form and ensure you're engaging the correct muscles. Quality movement is more important than simply completing a certain number of repetitions. Seek professional guidance. If you're struggling to break through a plateau, consider consulting a qualified mobility specialist or physical therapist. They can assess your movement patterns, identify any underlying issues, and provide personalized guidance. Modifications for injuries. Adjusting your routine safely. If you're dealing with an injury or physical limitation, it's important to modify your mobility routine to avoid exacerbating the problem. Here are some tips. Consult a healthcare professional before starting any new exercise program, especially if you have an injury. Consult with your doctor or a physical therapist to get clearance and personalized recommendations. Focus on pain-free movement. Avoid any stretches or exercises that cause pain. Instead, focus on movements that feel good and help to improve your range of motion without discomfort. Modify exercises. There are often variations of exercises that can be performed with less intensity or range of motion. For example, if a deep squat is painful, try a shallow squat or a chair squat. Gradually increase intensity. As your injury heals, you can gradually increase the intensity and range of motion of your exercises. Staying motivated. Making mobility a habit. Staying motivated can be a challenge, especially when results don't happen overnight. Here are some tips to make mobility training a consistent habit. Set realistic goals. Start with small, achievable goals and gradually progress as you get stronger and more flexible. Track your progress. Keep a journal of your mobility workouts, noting any improvements or challenges. This can help you stay motivated and see how far you've come. Make it fun. Explore different types of mobility exercises and find activities you enjoy. You can even try incorporating mobility drills into your favorite workouts. Find a buddy. Partnering with a friend or joining a group fitness class can provide accountability and support. Schedule it in. Treat your mobility sessions like any other important appointment. Schedule them in advance and stick to your schedule as much as possible. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge your achievements, no matter how small, as they are all steps towards your larger goals. By overcoming common challenges and staying motivated, you can make mobility training a sustainable and enjoyable part of your lifestyle, reaping the numerous benefits of improved movement, reduced pain, and enhanced physical performance. 8. Conclusion. Embrace the mobility makeover for a lifetime of movement. Throughout this ebook, we've embarked on a journey of understanding and improving mobility, discovering how it impacts every facet of our lives, from everyday tasks to athletic performance, from pain management to overall well-being. We've explored the intricate workings of our joints, muscles, connective tissue, and nervous system, and how they collaborate to create fluid, efficient movement. The transformative power of mobility. We've seen how poor mobility can hinder us, leading to pain, injury, and decreased performance. But we've also witnessed the incredible potential of a mobility makeover. Pain reduction, loosening tight muscles, and improving joint range of motion can alleviate chronic pain and discomfort. Injury prevention, strengthening the tissues around your joints and enhancing your body awareness can significantly reduce your risk of injury. Enhanced performance. Whether you're an athlete or simply want to move with more ease, improved mobility can unlock new levels of strength, power, and agility. Better posture. Correcting muscular imbalances and increasing flexibility can lead to better posture, reducing strain on your joints and spine. Improved quality of life. The freedom to move without pain or restriction can dramatically enhance your overall quality of life, allowing you to participate fully in the activities you love. Making mobility a lifelong practice. Mobility isn't just a quick fix, it's a lifelong practice. By incorporating regular mobility training into your routine, you can maintain your range of motion, prevent injuries, and continue to move with ease and grace as you age. Remember, consistency is key. Even a few minutes of mobility work each day can make a significant difference over time. Make it a habit to incorporate stretches, drills, and self-myofascial release into your daily routine. Resources for further learning. If you're eager to dive deeper into the world of mobility, here are some resources to explore. Books: Becoming a Supple Leopard by Kelly Starrett, The Ready State by Kelly Starrett, Move Your DNA by Katie Bowman. Websites: The Ready State, MobilityWOD, GMB Fitness, Mobility Specialists, Physical Therapists, Chiropractors, Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialists. Embark on this journey of continuous improvement. By investing in your mobility, you're investing in your long-term health, well-being, and physical freedom. Start moving better today and unlock a future of pain-free, effortless movement. Thank you for listening. This concludes our ebook, The Mobility Makeover: Improve Flexibility, Range of Motion, and Joint Health. To access our extensive library of fitness resources, please download our app or visit us at fitnesscommunity.com.